frequently cited essential shlokas. The definition shloka of pure bhakti.
Anyabhilashita shunyam jnanakarmadhyanavritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhaktirutama.
Uttama bhakti, pure devotional service, is the cultivation of activities that are meant exclusively for the pleasure and benefit of Sri Krishna. It is the uninterrupted flow of service to Sri Krishna, performed through all endeavors of body, mind, and speech, as well as through expression of various spiritual moods, bhavs. It is not covered by jnana, speculative knowledge aimed at impersonal liberation, karma, reward-seeking activity, yoga or austerities, and it is completely free from all desires other than the aspiration to bring happiness to Sri Krishna. In this connection, Srila Gurudev says, bhakti is always anugatya mayi, constituted of being under guidance. If one is not under the guidance of a pure devotee, whatever one is practicing is not pure bhakti and cannot lead to perfection.
Vacho vegam manasakrodha vegam jihva vegam udarapashta vegam etan veganyo vishaheta dhira sarvam apimam prithivim sashishyat.
A wise and self-composed person who can subdue the impetus to speak, the agitation of the mind, the onset of anger, the vehemence of the tongue, the urge of the belly, and the agitation of the genitals, can instruct the entire world. In other words, all persons may become disciples of such a self-controlled guru. The Karma Shloka, perceiving Krishna in all situations.
Tatte nukampan susumikshamano bhunjana evatmakritam vipakam ridvag bapurbhir vidadhan namaste jivetayo mukti pade sadaya bhag.
One who accepts all sinful reactions as your mercy, understanding it to be the result of his own past activities, enduring it with an undisturbed mind, while continuing to practice devotion by offering himself unto you with body, mind, and words, such a devotee is eligible to attain your lotus feet, which are the shelter of liberation. Humility is the key for chanting in the proper mood.
Trinadapi suni chena tarorapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari.
Thinking oneself to be even lower and more worthless than insignificant grass which is trampled beneath everyone's feet, being more tolerant than a tree, which gives everything it has and demands nothing in return, being prideless, devoid of the expectation for respect and prestige, and offering respect to all others according to their respective positions, one should continuously chant the holy name of Sri Hari. In this connection, Srila Gurudev has often mentioned three basic rules. 1. Never criticize, vacho vegam. 2. Never complain or get angry, tatte nukampam. 3. Never stop chanting, trinadapi sunichena kirtaniya sadahari. The Jiva Swarup and relationship with Krishna, the key shloka for all Gaudiya Vaishnavas and the basis of Jiva Dharma.
जीवेर स्वरूप होय कृष्णेर नित्यदास कृष्णेर तथष्ठा शक्ति भेदा भेद प्रकाश.
The jiva's natural condition, constitutional position, and eternal function is to be a loving servant of Krishna. The jiva is the marginal potency of Krishna and a manifestation simultaneously one with and different from Krishna. In this connection, Srila Gurudev has said, from this shloka, it seems evident that the quality of being the servant of Krishna is eternally latent in the very constitution of the jiva. Consequently, his service, his name, his form, and so on must be present in the some form or other in his constitutional nature, which is now covered by Maya.
One's eternal identity. Naham vipro nacha narapatir napi vaishyo nashudro naham varni nacha grihapatir no vanashto yatirva kintu pradyan nikila paramananda purnamritabdher gopi bhartu padakamalayor dasa dasanudasaha.
My identity is not that of a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Shudra, nor a Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, or Sannyasi, but only that of a servant of the servants of the Vaishnavas, who are the servants of the lotus feet of Sri Radha Vallabha, the maintainer of the gopis. He is naturally effulgent and the complete ocean of bliss.
The three qualities of the Uttam Guru. Tasmad Gurum Prapadyeta Jigyasu Shreya Uttamam Shabde Pare Chanishnatam Brahmanyupashamashrayam.
Therefore, because we cannot attain real peace or happiness in this material world, a person who seriously desires to inquire about the ultimate spiritual perfection must take shelter of a bona fide guru. The qualifications of Sri Guru is that he has fully realized the purport of all Vedic scriptures, Shabda Brahma, and therefore can dispel all the doubts of his disciple and answer all questions. He has full realization of the Supreme Absolute Truth, Parabrahma Sri Krishna, and the material world holds no charm whatsoever for him. The essence of Shastra is revealed only to he who has unflinching faith in the lotus feet of both Sri Guru and Krishna.
Yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tata guru tasyaite katita hyartha prakashante mahatmanah.
The conclusive essence of the scriptures is revealed only to those great souls who have transcendental devotion unto Sri Bhagavan and equal devotion for Sri Gurudev. To become free from Maya and attain perfection, one must accept Sri Guru as his very life and soul.
Bhayam dvitiya bhinivesatasya ishadapetasya viparyayo smriti tanmayayato buddha abhajettam bhaktyaikayesham gurudevatatma.
Fear arises when a person misidentifies himself as the material body because of absorption in Maya, the deluding potency of the Lord.
When a person thus turns away from the Supreme Lord, he forgets his eternal constitutional position as a servant of the Lord. Therefore, an intelligent person should engage unflinchingly in pure devotional service to the Lord under the guidance of a genuine Guru, whom he should accept as his worshipable deity and as his very life and soul. Sri Guru must be approached with surrender, service attitude, and inquiries.
Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshyanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshinah.
To acquire knowledge of the Absolute Truth, one must approach Sri Guru by offering him prostrated obeisances, by asking him relevant questions, and by rendering service to him. Sri Guru, who is both a jnani, expert in the imports of Shastra, and a tattvadarshi, realized in the Absolute Truth, will enlighten you with that transcendental knowledge. In this connection, Srila Gurudev has said, "Only by the combined effect of one's own efforts, sadhan and seva, and the mercy of Gurudev can divine knowledge be revealed in the heart. Perfection will be far away from those who simply receive a mantra from Gurudev without serving him and without being under his guidance."
Sri Guru Vandana. Nama Shrestham Manumapi Shachiputram Matrasvarupam Rupam Tasyagrajam Urupurim Mathurim Goshtavatim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasham Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurung Tang Natosmi.
I am fully indebted to Sri Gurudev. Why? He has given me so many things: the highest conception of the holy name of Krishna, the highest form of sound which contains the highest form of thought, aspiration, ideal, everything. And he has given me the service of our great Savior, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his dearmost assistant, Swarup Damodar. He has brought me in connection with Sri Rupa, who was ordered to distribute the heart's innermost dealings, the highest devotional love, Raganuga Bhakti. Gurudev has given me Srila Sanatan Goswami, who gives us Sambandha Gyan, a proper understanding of our relationship with Sri Krishna. And he has given me Mathuramanda, which will help me in my remembrance of Radha and Govinda wherever I shall cast my glance. By his grace, Gurudev has revealed the super excellent position of Radha Kund, the favorite place of Radha and Govinda for their pastimes, and this Giriraj Govardhan. Lastly, he has given me the hope that one day I can get the service of Sri Sri Radhika and Madhava. I have been given all of these assurances by my Gurudev, so I bow my head with all my respects to his lotus feet. If we are conscious of all these spiritual matters, we can think that we have approached our Gurudev properly. What is our Guru? What is his mission? It is filled with all these things. Devoid of that, what is our self-interest? Human life is meant only for spiritual perfection, not for sense gratification.
Labdva sudur labamidam bahusam bhavante manushyam artadamanityamapi hadhira turnam yate tanapate anumrityu yavan nishreyasaya vishaya khalu sarvatasyat.
This human birth is very rare, because it is only attained after many lifetimes. Although temporary, it can give the highest benefit and be a springboard leading to spiritual perfection. After all, sense gratification is available even in the most abominable species, whereas spiritual perfection is possible only for a human being. Therefore, an intelligent person should immediately, without wasting a single moment, begin to endeavor with one-pointed dedication to achieve the ultimate good fortune before death comes. And what is this ultimate good fortune? The cultivation of Krishna Bhakti. One cannot obtain this ultimate perfection without sadhu sangha, which is difficult to obtain in any species other than the human form.
Nrideham adyam sulabham sudurlabham plavam sukalpam gurukarnadharam mayanukulena nabhaspateritam puman bhavabdhim nataret saatmaha.
The human body, which can award the ultimate benefit of life, is automatically obtained by the laws of nature, although it is very rarely achieved. This human body is a perfectly constructed boat. The guru is the captain. Sadhu Sangha is the sail, and the instructions of Krishna in the form of Harikatha and Shastra are the favorable winds impelling it towards spiritual perfection. Considering all these advantages, a human being who does not utilize his human life to cross the ocean of material existence and attain the ultimate perfection of pure bhakti must be considered the killer of his own soul.
Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastre Koi, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoi.
The verdict of all revealed scriptures is that through even a moment's association with a sadhu, a pure devotee, one can attain, ultimately, complete spiritual perfection. Srila Gurudev has said, the whole point of Shastra is to come to Sadhu Sangha, or more specifically, Guru Sangha. Krishna Bhakti cannot be attained without this. Sadhu Sangha is the last limit of bhajan. One should cultivate the mood that, if I don't hear Harikatha in Sadhu Sangha, my heart will dry up, my life will be intolerable. Sadhu Sangha is the birthplace of bhakti.
Krishna bhakti janma mula hoy sadhu sangha. Krishna prema janme teno puna mukya anga.
The root cause of Krishna bhakti is sadhu sangha. Even when one's dormant Krishna prema awakens, sadhu sangha is still the most important principle for one's spiritual life. Divine greed is the only qualification for Raganuga Bhakti.
Krishna Bhakti Rasabhavita Mati Kriyatang Yadikutopi Labhyate Tatraloliam Apimulyame Kalam Janmakoti Shukritairna Labhyate.
O men of virtue, if consciousness, which is infused with the mood of spontaneous devotion, or more specifically, with the mood of the gopi's love for Sri Krishna, is available anywhere, then buy it at once, without delay. The only price to get it is greed to obtain Vrajabhav. Without this divine greed, it cannot be obtained even by performing pious activities for millions of births. The essence of our Rupanuga line and the teachings of Mahaprabhu in a nutshell.
Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajeshatanayas Tadhama Vrindavanam रम्या काचिदुपासना व्रजवधु वर्गेन या कल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतं प्रमाणममलं प्रेमापुमरतो महान् श्रीचैतन्यमहाप्रभोर्मतमिदं तत्रादरो न परः।
भगवान ब्रजेंद्र नंदन श्री कृष्ण इज आवर ओनली वर्शिपफुल ऑब्जेक्ट। इन द सेम वे दैट ही इज वर्शिपफुल, सो इज हिज ट्रांसेंडेंटल अबोड श्री वृंदावन धाम। द मूड इन विच द यंग ब्राइड्स ऑफ ब्रज द गोपीज especially Srimati Radhika worship him is the highest and ultimate form of love of God. Srimad Bhagavatam alone is the immaculate scriptural evidence of this, Shabda Praman, and Krishna Prema is the supreme objective of life, the fifth and highest goal of human life beyond mundane religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and impersonal liberation. This is the teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauravani. We hold this conclusion, Siddhanta, in supreme regard and have no inclination or respect for any other conclusion or cheating opinions.
Dashamula Tattva by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Amnaya Praha Tattvam Harimiha Paramam Sarva Shaktim Rasabdhim Tadbhinang Shangshta Jeevan Prakriti Kavalitan Tadvimuktangshta Bhavad Bheda Bheda Prakasham Sakalam Apihare Sadhanam Shudha Bhaktim Sadhyam Tat Pritim Evetyupadishati Janan Gaurachandra Swayam Sa.
1. Praman. The teachings of the Vedas received through Guru Parampara are known as Amnaya. The infallible evidence of the Vedas, of the Smriti Shastras headed by the Srimad Bhagavatam, as well as evidence such as direct sense perception that concur with the guidance of the Vedas, are all accepted as praman, evidence. This praman establishes the following tattvas, or fundamental truths.
Sambandha. Paramatattva, Srihari alone is the supreme absolute truth.
Sarvashaktiman, he is the possessor of all potencies.
Akhila rasamrita sindhu, he is the ocean of all nectarian mellows and divine sweetness.
Vibhinangsa tattva, both the liberated and conditioned jivas are his eternally separated parts and parcels.
Badha jivas, conditioned souls are subject to the control and covering of maya.
Mukta jivas, liberated souls are forever free from maya.
Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva,
the entire universe, consisting of the conscious and unconscious, is Sri Hari's Achintya Bheda Bheda Prakash. It is his manifestation which is inconceivably both different and non-different from him.
Abhideya, Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotional service is the only practice, sadhana, to attain spiritual perfection. Sadhya.
And Prayojan, Krishna Priti, transcendental love and affection for Sri Krishna, is the one and only final object of attainment. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Gauranga Dev, has herein instructed 10 distinct tattvas to the faithful jivas.
The ultimate treasure bestowed by Sri Sachinandan Gaurahari.
Anarpita charing chirad karunayavatirna kalo samarpayitum unato jvalarasang svabhakti shriyam
Harihi purata sundara dyuti kadamba sandipita sada hridaya kandare spuratu vasachi nandana.
May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Shachidevi, be brilliantly situated in the innermost core of your hearts. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most sublime and radiant mellow of devotional service, Manjari Bhav, service to Srimati Radhika as her confidential maidservant. The essence of all instructions.
Tannama rupa charita disukirtananu smrityo kramena rasana manasini yojya tishthan braje tadanuragi jananugami kalam nayed akhilamityupadeshasaram.
While living in Vraj, as a follower of the eternal residence of Vraj, such as Sri Guru and the six Goswamis, who possess inherent spontaneous love for Sri Krishna, one should utilize all of his time by sequentially engaging the tongue and the mind in meticulous chanting and remembrance of Krishna's names, form, qualities, and pastimes. This is the essence of all instructions. One must hear Krishna's Lila Katha to conquer the heart disease of lust.
Vikriditam Brajavadhu Biridam Cha Vishno Shradhanvito Nishrinuyad Atavarna Yedya Bhaktin Param Bhagavati Pratilabhya Kaman Ridro Gamashpa Pahinot Yachire Nadhira.
A sober person who, in the beginning, faithfully and continuously hears from his Guru the narrations of Lord Krishna's unprecedented rasa dance with the young gopis of Braj, and later describes those pastimes, very soon attains parabhakti, or prema bhakti for the Supreme Lord, and thus becomes competent to quickly dispel the heart disease of lust. One who hears Krishna's confidential pastimes becomes exclusively devoted to him.
Anugrahaya bhaktanam manusham deham astito bhajate tadrishi krida ya shrutva tatparo bhavet.
In order to bestow mercy upon the devotees as well as the conditioned souls, Bhagavan Sri Krishna manifests his human-like form and performs such extraordinary pastimes that anyone who hears about them becomes exclusively devoted to him. The glories of hearing Harikatha from a pure devotee.
Satam prasangan mama virya sambido bhavanti hrit karna rasayana katha tajjoshanar ashvapavargavartmani shradharatir bhaktir anukramishyati.
In the exalted association of pure devotees, the recitation and discussions of my glorious pastimes become a rejuvenating nectar to both the heart and the ears. By such cultivation, one quickly becomes liberated from the ignorance of material bondage. He then progressively attains Shraddha, Rati, and Bhakti unto me. The Bhagavatam must be heard from a fully realized high-class Vaishnava.
Jaha Bhagavata para Vaishnavera sthane Ekantaya Shraya koro
Chaitanya Charane.
You must study Srimad Bhagavatam from a self-realized Vaishnava and take exclusive shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you want to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, you must approach a Paramahamsa Vaishnava who is exclusively surrendered at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Chandra. The sole asset of such Vaishnavas is the import of the Bhagavatam as presented by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Bhagavatam's key shloka.
Vadanti tat tatva vidas tatvam yajjnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate.
Great seers of the truth, who understand the nature of the absolute truth, describe that supreme non-dual truth in three ways, as impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma, and Swayam Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Krishna's topmost instruction in the Bhagavad Gita.
Manmana bhavamad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vaishyasi satyam te pratijane priyosime.
Absorb your mind and heart in me, become my devotee, worship me, offer your obeisances to me, and certainly you will come to me. I make this promise to you because you are very dear to me. The nectar ocean of the Bhagavatam in one shloka.
Jayati janani vaso devaki janmavado jaduvara parishat svair durbirashyanna dharmam sthirachara vrijinagna susmita shri mukhena vrajapura vanitanam vardhayan kamadevam.
All glories to Sri Krishna, who is known as Jananivas, he who lives in the hearts of all living entities, or in the heart of Srimati Radhika and the hearts of his pure devotees, or he who is their ultimate resort. He is famous as Devaki Nandan or Yashodanandan, the son of Devaki and Yashoda. He is served by the exalted Yadus who are his associates. With his mighty arms, the Pandavas, he kills the demons and thus destroys irreligion. By his effulgent, blissful, smiling face, he dispels the sufferings of all living entities, both moving and inert, and increases the love of the gopis of Vrindavan, as well as the queens of Mathura and Dwarka. May he be all victorious. By performing Sri Krishna Sankirtan, one obtains seven kinds of transcendental perfections. This first shlok of Sri Shikshashtaka also describes the sequence of bhajan.
Cheto darpanamar janam bhava maha davagni nirvapanam shreya kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadhu jivanam anandam budivardhanam pratipadam purnamritashvadanam sarvatmas napanam param vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam.
Let there be supreme victory for the chanting of the holy name of Shri Krishna, which cleanses the mirror of the heart and completely extinguishes the blazing forest fire of material existence. Sri Krishna Sankirtan diffuses the moon rays of Bhav, which cause the white lotus of good fortune for the jivas to bloom. The holy name is the life and soul of Divya Saraswati, who reveals divine knowledge in the hearts of his devotees. It continuously expands the ocean of transcendental bliss, enabling one to taste complete nectar at every step,
and thoroughly cleanses and cools everything, both internally and externally, including one's body, heart, Atma, and nature. The definition of sadhana bhakti depends on the goal being bhav bhakti.
Kriti sadhya bhavit sadhya bhavasa sadhana vidha nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatyam hridi sadhyata.
Sadhana bhakti is the engagement of the mind and senses in the activities of bhakti for the purpose of attaining bhava bhakti. This bhava is a potentiality which eternally exists in the heart of the jiva and is manifested in the heart purified by sadhana, but only by the mercy of a nitya siddha, a mahabhagavata guru who can transmit shuddha sattva into the heart of a qualified disciple. Krishna prema is a potentiality in the heart, but can be awakened only by the mercy of a nitya siddha guru.
Nitya siddha krishna prema sadhya kabunoi shravanadi shuddha chitte koraye udoy.
Krishna prema is a potentiality which eternally exists in the hearts of the living entities. It is not brought about by sadhana. It manifests itself by the mercy of a nitya siddha guru in the heart purified by sadhana, the performance of the various limbs of bhakti, such as shravan and kirtan, under the guidance of Sri Guru. The definition of bhava bhakti:
shuddha sattva visheshatma prema suryang shusham yabhak ruchi bhish chittam ashrinya kridaso bhava uchyate.
Bhav bhakti is 1. Constituted entirely of Vishuddha Sattva. 2. It is like a ray of the sun of prema. And 3. It softens the heart by various tastes. From Jiva Dharma, Bhav, 1. Spiritual emotions, love or sentiments. 2. The initial stage of perfection in devotion. A stage of bhakti in which Shuddha Sattva, the essence of the Lord's internal potency, consisting of spiritual knowledge and bliss, is transmitted into the heart of the practicing devotee from the heart of one of the Lord's eternal associates and softens the heart by different kinds of taste. It is the sprout of prema, and it is also known as rati. This is the 7th stage of the creeper of devotion.
Bhaktya sanjataya bhaktya.
Bhakti arises only from bhakti, from one who has bhakti, not from any other cause. From the heart of a pure devotee, a living sadguru, it is inspired into the heart of a surrendered sadhak. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, "The potency or shakti of pure devotion is a blend of shladini and samvit, Krishna's pleasure-giving potency and Krishna's knowledge-giving potency." Bhakti reposes in the heart of the Mahabhagavat pure devotee, Sri Guru, and uses him as a vehicle for further movement. When a jiva becomes free from envy and inclined to devotional service, the bhakti potency is transferred from the pure devotee's heart into that jiva's heart, whereupon it takes shelter of his soul and ultimately awards him perfection. This is a great mystery. Give up the desire for knowledge and replace it with bhakti.
Jnane prayasamudapasyanamanta eva jivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiya vartam sthane stita shrutigatam tanuvan manobhir ye prayasho jita jito pyasitai strilokyam.
Lord Brahma prayed, "Those who, even while remaining situated in their established social positions, throw away the process of speculative knowledge,
any intellectual attempts to understand the Supreme Truth, and, with their body, mind, and words, offer all respects to narrations of your personality and activities, dedicating their lives to these narrations, which are vibrated by you personally and by your pure devotees. Certainly conquer your lordship, although you are otherwise unconquerable by anyone within the three worlds. In this connection, Srila Jiva Goswami says, knowledge of Bhagavat Tattva obstructs the natural prema of Raj, which has not even a scent of reverence based on social conventions and restrictions. Sri Hari can never be conquered by anyone, but that same Hari is conquered by those who, rather than making an independent endeavor to achieve Tattva Jnana, simply hear Bhagavan's Leela Katha from the mouths of Rasik Tattvagya pure devotees. Such persons bind him by the ropes of their love. O mind, give up all pride and just develop Rati for Guru, Vraj, and Radha Krishna.
Guru Goshthe Goshthaleshu Sujane Bhusuragane Svamantre Shri Namni Vrajanava Yuvadvandva Sharane Sadadambham Hitva Kuru Ratim Apurvam Atitaram Aye Svantar Bhratash Chatubir Abhiyache Dritapada.
O my dear brother, my foolish mind, taking hold of your feet, I humbly pray to you with sweet words, please give up all pride and develop sublime and incessant Rati for Sri Gurudev, Sri Vrajadham, the residents of Vraj, the Vaishnavas, the Brahmanas, your Diksha Mantras, the holy name, and the shelter of Kishore Kishori, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, the eternally youthful divine couple of Vraj. Steadiness in bhajan is described by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami.
Na dharmam na dharmam shruti gana niruktam kila kuru mraje radha krishna prachura paricharyam ihatanu shachi shunum nandishwarapati sutatve guruvaram mukunda preshthatve smaraparam ajashram nanumana.
O my dear mind, please do not perform either dharma, which brings pious benefits such as high birth, wealth, etc., or adharma, which awards disease, poverty, etc., which are mentioned in the Shrutis. Rather, render profuse loving service to Sri Sri Radha Krishna Jugal, who the Shrutis have ascertained to be the supreme object of worship and the topmost truth. Always remember Sachinandan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is endowed with the sentiments and bodily lustre of Sri Radha, knowing him to be non-different from Sri Nandanandan. And always remember Srila Gurudev, who is the representative of Srimati Radhika, as the most dear to Sri Mukunda.